This week we continue our study of Proverbs 10 through 29 with a study of wisdom about wisdom. We are nearing the end of our study of Proverbs, and we've covered a wide range of topics. We've talked about fearing God, obeying His laws, having humility, honesty, kindness, a good work ethic, and so forth. And we still have a few other things to cover. For example, chapters 23 and 24 contain a special set of Proverbs, the sayings of the wise. But among the Proverbs of Solomon listed in chapters 10 through 29, we are drawing to a close. After today's message, we'll have a smattering of the leftovers, Proverbs that defied neat classification or that were perhaps skipped over, and then that's it. So before we finish our study, we're going to spend this week considering the value of wisdom itself. While there are more verses on this topic than there are on any other topic that we have discussed since humility, I've reserved this discussion for here close to the end because it will cover many of the same ideas that we discussed in the introduction to Proverbs. So I figured it would be good not to talk about the same topic over and over again for too long all at once. I'm also hoping that what we study today will help us to summarize some of the things we have already discussed. Herein, we will discuss how to recognize wisdom and foolishness, how to get wisdom, the benefits of having wisdom, and the social response to wisdom and foolishness. As with our messages on Proverbs, you have no particular reading this week, since I will cite the verses as I come to them, and I recommend that you continue to study Proverbs 10 through 29 on your own. Let us open our discussion by contemplating what wisdom is and how we get it. As we have defined it previously, wisdom is having the best goals and the best means of going about accomplishing those goals. Wisdom, then, is good knowledge put into practice. The universal human truths, which are necessary information for making wise decisions, are available to everyone. Proverbs 14:33 tells us, "Wisdom rests in the heart of a man of understanding, but it makes itself known even in the midst of fools." So if the information is available, what is the difference between a wise person and a foolish person? The difference is taking in that information and putting it into practice. A man receives information, he processes that information to form beliefs, and then he makes decisions on how to act in accordance with those beliefs. A wise man becomes wise by devoting himself to seeking out good information and by learning to process and practice that information correctly. Proverbs 14:15 says, "The simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps." Wise is as wise does, and foolish is as foolish does. The wise man and the fool are recognized by their acts. Proverbs 13:16 says, "Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool flaunts his folly." So that is what it means to be wise or foolish. But how do we get wisdom? As we discussed before, when we discussed wealth, you can't buy wisdom. Proverbs 17:16 says, "Why should a fool have money in his hand to buy wisdom when he has no sense?" You might pay someone to teach you, but if you won't listen, and if you won't learn, and if you won't apply the teachings, then you won't be wise. The ones who have wisdom will be the ones who seek wisdom out. See, for example, Proverbs 18:15. "An intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." The ones who seek are the ones who will listen, and who will study, and who will apply themselves to practicing wisdom. In seeking wisdom, listening is particularly important. We discussed before in our verses about humility that the one who humbly listens to the counsel of others gets wisdom. The humble man's counterpart, the scoffer, makes up his mind before he hears and then refuses to listen. Proverbs 14:6 says, "A scoffer seeks wisdom in vain, but knowledge is easy for a man of understanding." Proverbs 15:14 tells us that it is those who seek knowledge who will have it. "The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouths of fools feed on folly." You are what you eat, apparently. If you surround yourself with wisdom, with wise friends and good teachings, then you will hear wisdom and become wise. If you take into your mind a steady diet of spiritual junk, then your mind will be full of junk, and your thoughts and your actions will reflect that. What a person focuses himself on will be the difference between him being either wise or a fool. Proverbs 17:24 says, "The discerning sets his face toward wisdom, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth." The fool just wants to satisfy himself. He wants to go see the world and to take part in all of its pleasures. The wise man knows better. He applies himself to learning and to hard work, and in the end, he has more pleasure than the fool does. The Proverbs tell us often how we can recognize who is wise and who is a fool. This largely is based on what the person does. In fact, Proverbs 20:11 tells us that even a child can be recognized as wise or foolish. It reads, "Even a child makes himself known by his acts, by whether his conduct is pure and upright." Fools act foolishly, and they enjoy it. Proverbs 15:21 says, "Folly is a joy to him who lacks sense, but a man of understanding walks straight ahead." Proverbs 10:23 tells us, "Doing wrong is a joke to a fool, but wisdom is pleasure to a man of understanding." The Proverbs also give us some examples of the kinds of foolish actions that fools will take. One action fools will take is mocking God and religion. Obviously, God is the definitive source of truth, but fools don't want to live in conformity with truth, and so they will mock it. Particularly, they will mock the idea of sin and of their own guilt. Proverbs 14:9 says, "Fools mock at the guilt offering, but the upright enjoy acceptance." The wise think things through and make cautious decisions. Fools, not so much. Proverbs 14:16 says, "One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless." Proverbs 27:12 has a similar message. "The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it." Proverbs 22:3 in English is identical to that one, though there are some slight and inconsequential variations in the phrasing in Hebrew. Fools let their tempers get the best of them, and they act out of anger. Proverbs 14:17 says, "A man of quick temper acts foolishly, and a man of evil devices is hated." Folly is destructive, while wisdom is constructive. Proverbs 29:8 says, "Scoffers set a city aflame, but the wise turn away wrath." You might think that a fool would learn from his mistakes, but unfortunately he often won't. Proverbs 26:11 says, "Like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly." Wise men can be recognized by their wise words. Proverbs 10:13 says, "On the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks sense." We note here that this is not a justification to beat people just because we disagree with them. The implication here is just that those who lack sense will end up being beaten. People shouldn't be beaten for beliefs or words, but for actions that violate the law and which justify punishment. Generally, people who lack sense, though, will be the ones who make bad decisions, the ones who violate the laws, and the ones who end up being beaten. Contrary to that, wise people will be the ones speaking wisdom. Proverbs 15:7 says, "The lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so the hearts of fools." Foolish people won't listen to wisdom, and when wise people try to give it to them, fools will abandon reason and turn to arguing and mocking. Proverbs 29:9 says, "If a wise man has an argument with a fool, the fool only rages and laughs, and there is no quiet." Overall, wisdom is characterized by discernment. Proverbs 14:8 says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to discern his way, but the folly of fools is deceiving." Proverbs 16:21 agrees, saying, "The wise of heart is called discerning, and sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness." So the wise man has knowledge, and he uses it appropriately. That good use of knowledge is recognized in his actions. By the very nature of the thing, that good application of knowledge to life yields good outcomes. Proverbs 19:8 says, "Whoever gets sense loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will discover good." Among those good things is life as opposed to death. We saw this also when we discussed righteousness, and it makes sense. If a person is wise, which includes being righteous, then he makes good choices that are more likely to keep him alive. If he is foolish, he makes bad decisions which are more likely to kill him. Proverbs 13:14 says, "The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death." Proverbs 16:22 also describes wisdom as a fountain of life. "Good sense is a fountain of life to him who has it, but the instruction of fools is folly." Proverbs 21:16 also teaches that foolishness gives death. One who wanders from the way of good sense will rest in the assembly of the dead. Proverbs 15:24 says, "The path of life leads upward for the prudent, that he may turn away from Sheol beneath." Sheol, of course, being the grave. Even when foolishness doesn't kill you, it will ruin you. Proverbs 10:14 says, "The wise lay up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool brings ruin near." Proverbs 13:15 agrees, "Good sense wins favor, but the way of the treacherous is their ruin." Beyond that, having or not having wisdom is often the difference between having a good life and good things, or having a bad life and bad things. Wisdom is better than wealth. Proverbs 16:16 says, "How much better to get wisdom than gold? To get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver." Proverbs 20:15 agrees, "There is gold and abundance of costly stones, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel." And that makes sense. As I have said before, if you give a fool wealth, he will likely fritter it away. If you give a man wisdom, even if he has no wealth, he will do good things to earn wealth. So if you have to choose between wisdom and wealth, you should choose wisdom. Proverbs 10:21 tells us that wisdom creates wealth and benefit. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of sense. Wisdom also gains a man favor, and favor can be better than wealth. Proverbs 17:2 says, "A servant who deals wisely will rule over a son who acts shamefully and will share the inheritance as one of the brothers." The wise man will earn wealth while the fool will waste it. Eventually, the wise man will gain power and independence while the fool will grow powerless and will depend on the wise man to pay him. Proverbs 11:29 says, "Whoever troubles his own household will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart." On the topic of inheritance, Proverbs 14:18 says, "The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge." The wise man grows in wealth and in power, and in a conflict, he outsmarts his enemies. Proverbs 21:22 says, "A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust." Simply being around fools will cause you trouble. Proverbs 17:12 says, "Let a man meet a she-bear robbed of her cubs rather than a fool in his folly." Proverbs 26:10 puts it another way. "Like an archer who wounds everyone is one who hires a passing fool or drunkard." You don't want fools on the team. They will cause trouble. You hang around them, and they'll tear you to pieces. The worst kind of fool is the one who is so foolish that he does not know he's a fool. Proverbs 26:12 says, "Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him." Everyone has his own opinion about what is good, and everyone thinks he is always right. But since opinions contradict, all of them can't be right. This is why it is so important for us to compare ourselves against some kind of immutable standard. Thankfully, we have the Word of God recorded in the Scriptures to be our standard of right and wrong, of wise and foolish. Don't be right in your own eyes. Be right in the eyes of the Scriptures and accept the counsel of other wise people who know the Scriptures well. Otherwise, you'll be on the path to ruin. Sometimes fools get wealth and honor, but they don't deserve it. Proverbs 19:10 says, "It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury, much less for a slave to rule over princes." Proverbs 26:1 says, "Like snow in summer or rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool." The thing that does benefit a fool is punishment. Proverbs 26:3 says, "A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools." Proverbs 14:3 carries a similar sentiment. "By the mouth of a fool comes a rod for his back, but the lips of the wise will preserve them." Unfortunately, when fools commit sin, reason doesn't tend to draw them away from it, so punishment becomes the only option. Now again, that doesn't mean that we should beat people just for being foolish, but when that foolishness leads them into wrongdoing, which justifies punishment, it is just to give that punishment to them. We would hope that it would teach them, but tragically it often doesn't. Proverbs 27:22 says, "Crush a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with crushed grain, yet his folly will not depart from him." We conclude then. Today we have considered verses from Proverbs 10 through 29, which concern wisdom and folly directly. It was a good opportunity to review principles that we have considered elsewhere. Wisdom means having the best goals and the best means of going about achieving those goals. A wise man devotes his energies to attaining knowledge, and he applies that knowledge to his actions. Wise people are recognized in that they have good actions, while fools are recognized in that they have destructive actions. The good works of the wise lead them to life and prosperity and power, while the works of the foolish lead them to death and ruin and servitude. A fool is undeserving of honor, and often deserves punishment. And yet, despite punishments, he often turns right back to his folly. My exhortation to you, then, is that you should be wise, that you may enjoy wisdom's benefits.
For those of you who are listening to this message away from your computer and are looking for more like it, you can find us at eastjordan.church.